When I was a child, my family spent Thanksgiving Day with my maternal grandparents. And I think it was the year before my grandfather passed away when we had two additional guests for Thanksgiving dinner. They were a couple from Italy that my grandfather knew from his business. And as we sat down to dinner, my grandfather either asked or informed me that I was to explain the reason for this particular holiday to our guest and then recount the blessings for which we were thankful. So after obediently recalling our sacred history and numbering the blessings of the year, I looked to my grandfather so that the meal could begin. And then he said to me, "Now you say the prayer." And the 12-year-old future priest of God Most High responded, I really don't like to pray in front of other people." My grandfather, not to be outdone, responded, "I will give you 50 cents if you say the prayer." I've always thought of that as my first mass stipend. On this Thanksgiving Day, we recount our sacred history as we gather. We remember the blessings that God in his goodness and mercy has bestowed upon his people. We recall the blessing of the chosen people and their deliverance from the bondage of Pharaoh. We remember the pilgrims, refugees really. We remember the pilgrims who fled Europe seeking to worship according to the dictates of their conscience. We recall the blessings that God in his goodness has bestowed upon each of us. But chiefly, my dear brothers and sisters, chiefly, we remember that the eternal Son of the eternal Father has made the pilgrimage from heaven and has dwelt among us. The Lord Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, invites us, he invites you and me, to join in his great thanksgiving to the Father. On this Thanksgiving Day, we have recalled our history. We have recounted our blessings. And now, my dear brothers and sisters, we offer the prayer. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. Amen.